We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's the Frying Pan here on the download, 720 WGN. Inventor Steve Gadlin, who won on Shark Tank with IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Has a development deal with Mark Cuban where he brings new ideas to him. Before he does that, he brings them to us here on the download so we can poke holes in the idea. Tonight's idea, Clappities. Steve Gadlin, give us one more elevator pitch on Clappities.
Yeah, so Clappities are Clappities. Gloves. Clappities.
What was I saying? Clappities.
Well, I think we're saying the same thing. We just have different pronunciations,
okay,
and that's fine. So clappities are gloves that you wear at a concert when you're a little cold, usually at an outdoor concert. But they allow you to make clapping sounds instead of that padded, soft, unappreciative noise because they have sort of the same materials, you know, with flint and steel and a little bit of gunpowder that those snap pops have that you buy at the store on the 4th of July. So when you smack your hands together, you get a real nice, solid clapping noise and a little flash of light, too, just to call attention to yourself. So, you know, gloves for outdoor concerts when you still want to be able to make that noise.
Yeah.
Millenniums love them. I introduced some people at South X, South W, and they were real impressed by the product, at least the concept.
All right, well, let's go to the line, 312-981-7200. Let's start with Matt. Matt, you're on. Matt, yay or nay on Clappities?
Possible yay, but I do have a question. You're using flint and steel. Aren't you afraid that somebody's going to spark up and possibly start a fire?
That's a great question. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for the safety question. That's one you got to think about, especially when you're talking about R&D. What about the safety element of the Clappities?
Yeah, I tell you, you definitely wouldn't want to wear them if you suspect a gas leak anywhere nearby. That's something we put right on the box, though. But something we do with it is, you know, I mentioned there's a little bit of gunpowder sort of lacing the edges. So what will happen when you smack those guys together?
You know what? You didn't mention that part. That part didn't get mentioned. That's the first time you mentioned that.
Well, I thought I said it.
It's fine. It doesn't really change it for me, but I'm just letting you know that's the first.
But what that does is that consumes that potential fire real fast. It also adds to that banging noise you're going to get when you smack your hands together. So if you think about it, any chance of a fire is quickly extinguished as that gunpowder burns up and consumes that flame. That's a little bit of chemistry for your listeners there. I won't get too much into it, though.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's get some of these texts that are coming in. 630 says, I think we have a winner here.
That's great.
Yeah. 7847 says, winner, yes. Good job. Wow, two of them now. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
630 says, why not just fire cap guns off?
Well, you know, nowadays you're not allowed to bring anything that looks like a gun into a venue, even an outdoor venue, just because there's a lot of sensitivity about shootings and potential terrorism. You know, I think the yays you're getting, you know what that's representative of, is that people love to show their appreciation for things. And I think people have, in the past, felt a little embarrassed at not being able to make a solid clapping sound when you wear gloves at an outdoor concert.
I've been there. I don't know if I've been to an outdoor concert where it's that cold, but I have tried to clap at certain points with gloves on, so I do understand the sensation.
Yeah, you know, you go down to South X, South W like I did a couple weeks ago, and it's in Austin. You expect it to be warm. But I tell you, we had a couple chilly nights there, and those millenniums love those concerts at a festival like that. So, you know, perfect venue.
Right.
You bring those to a show like that, and you're basically printing money.
Okay, 312-981-7200. 630 said, Duke, he says, you may have something here.
Mm-hmm.
However, he needs to hear it first. Like, he needs to know how big the sound is here.
You know, I think the analogy that I like to give are those snap pops that you buy at the store. You whip them on the ground and you get that little pop. And I'm saying you multiply that by about 50. Now, it's hard to do that in your head. So if you picture like a starting gun at a race, I don't know how close you've been to the starting line, but you know, imagine that every time you smack your hands together. It's an impressive and a very appreciative sound.
All right, let's go to Adam. Adam, yay or nay on Clappities?
Well, you know, I'm kind of on the fence here. I have two quick questions. What is the expected number of claps that is expected that you still get a spark? And what is the age limit, the lower age limit?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thanks,
so,
Adam.
You know, age limit's really going to depend on the concert. If it's an all-ages show, we'll sell these to anyone. But, of course, if it's an 18 and up show, we wouldn't want anyone under the age of 18 showing up. You know, with the materials we use, you get about 14 claps per pair. But the nice thing about it is you don't need to go out and buy another pair. I mean, that'd be expensive, right? Every 14 claps,
right,
running out and getting another pair. We do sell tins of the, and it's not exactly gunpowder, but it's a gunpowder-ish compound that you can spread onto the gloves again for another good 14 claps.
So like a refill.
Yeah, kind of like a refill. And what a lot of people, what our testers have been doing, is instead of carrying that tin around, they'll, before the show, put a lot of that thick gunpowder-ish paste on the thighs of their jeans. So when they run, when they see their claps are dying down a little bit, they'll just rub their hands on their thighs a little bit to juice those babies back up.
Huh. Let's go to Kevin.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
That wasn't an invention of ours. That's something those millenniums figured out for themselves. So we do a lot of product testing, and I think millenniums especially, people give them a bad rap, but they come up with a lot of good ideas
good.
Right
you
on
got
the
your
spot.
Target yeah. audience there. All right, let's go to Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, yay or nay? You got a question, but yay or nay on Clapeteez?
I'm on the fence, actually. I'm curious. I got two questions. What are the gloves made of? What are the materials? What keeps your hands warm on the inside? And how much do the gloves weigh? And by any chance, does he have a pair there that we can actually hear what they sound
oh,
like
I wish.
Being clapped?
You know, I'm dialing in, and I don't. It'd be irresponsible of me indoors to use them, so I can't. Just safety reasons. You don't want to. Clap these suckers indoors, especially if you're near anything flammable. I'm near a gas stove. You never know when that sucker's leaking, so that can't happen, unfortunately. We do fill with goose down. Imagine a real thick winter glove. And part of that reason is we need to have at least 2 inches of padding between your flesh and the surface of the glove. So a nice thick glove like you'd wear skiing or if you ever seen those gloves astronauts wear. As far as weight, you know what? Not too bad. About 3 pounds of glove, but I don't know if you've ever seen a 3 pound dumbbell. That's a tiny one. That's like the Richard Simmons
yeah,
size.
Right.
Just a real teeny one. You kind of laugh if someone has trouble with those. So, you know, I hope that answers questions.
There's, I think if anything, it may have introduced other questions.
Sure.
From that answer, well, but we'll
great.
Let the callers get to that. 312.
I'm telling you, I've never heard so many callers on the fence before, and I'm taking that as a good sign.
Well, there's a lot of yeah. I mean, there's a lot of yeses. There's also a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So serious questions about
but
safety. And
you know what things. Time it is when you have all these callers on the fence? It's probably time to get a new fence.
Steve Gadlin, the frying pan, his invention idea tonight, Clapeteez. Gloves that have flint and steel etched inside of them so there can be a louder sound when you're at a concert outdoors. We're used to
Boy,
gloves.
Remind being... me not to hire you for the commercial.
I try my best, Steve. I try my yeah. best. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get to the other questions that are coming in text and the phone calls that are waiting on the line. And we'll get to everybody. Stay with us.
We will give you... beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan, free of charge.
It's a download here at 720 WGN, and it is Friday night. Once a month, we take on the frying pan. It's where innovator, inventor, entrepreneur Steve Gadlin comes on the show with his latest invention, one that he is ready to pitch Mark Cuban. See, he won on Shark Tank with iwantodrawacatforyou.com. Now he has a development deal. Before he brings those ideas somewhere else, he brings them here to the download to workshop to let us poke holes in it. Tonight the idea is called Clapeteez. Steve
yeah.
Gadlin, Clapeteez.
Yeah, so these are gloves that you wear at outdoor concerts when you don't want to trade hand comfort for a lack of appreciation. So they are flint and steel etched into them, thick padded gloves, and when you slap your hands together, because of the little trace of gunpowder-ish compound that coats them, you don't get that soft padded gloved sound. You get a nice powerful clap explosion, similar to those snap pops that you whip on the ground on the 4th
right.
of July, times about 50. But it's that's it in a nutshell. It really helps you show your appreciation at a show without having to sacrifice hand comfort on a chilly night.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get to the calls and texts because there's a lot of them. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, yay or nay on the Clapeties?
That's a nay for me.
Well, you're in the minority tonight then, Charlie.
I guess so. I started out on the fence. I really like the idea. It's a really cool idea. I just, the more details I got about it, the less I was sure about it.
That's usually par the course with Steve shows.
Yeah, but what details are turning you off, Charlie?
Well, the safety is a pretty big one. Yeah, using gunpowder and the idea that it would run out after about 14 claps. I think you run through that in just less than one performance.
Yes, but that's why we sell, again, you know, people smear that. And it's not gunpowder. It's a gunpowder-ish compound, sort of a jelly paste that people can put on the thighs of their jeans and then just wipe the gloves on those to refill. So, you know, you could potentially get through an entire show only spending, you know, let's see, at $150 a glove. That's $300, and then for enough refill to get you through a concert, it's probably just $100 a tin. So, again, a premium product, but that's the price you pay for the ability to show appreciation and not seem like someone who's unhappy with a concert.
Charlie, does that price point change your mind at all?
No, that
solidifies
it.
Well, I mean, it's the price you pay once, right? You buy the gloves once. Sure, they're expensive, but it's the same thing when you buy a car. You know, you buy it once.
Especially with the price of concert tickets and buying merchandise at concerts, I don't think a lot of millennials would be all over that.
Well, but you got to think, you don't buy them for each concert. You know, this is something you've got in your home so that you know when you buy a concert ticket. You might need to spring $100 for another tin of the gunpowder-ish compound, but you're not going to have to buy the gloves again.
Right. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Wayne. Wayne, yay or nay on the Clapeties? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the fence, but I think that the one question I would have is most of your concerts and your big events have security.
Mm-hmm.
And would this compound get through without any repercussions?
Well, that's, you know, that's why a lot of the millennials were smearing it on their jeans. That's a place that security isn't trained to check. So, you know, you'd get through. And so long as you didn't try to bring it into an indoor concert, I think safety-wise, you'd be fine. You want a 3-foot radius between you, a buffer zone between you and any of the other patrons, just so they don't suffer hearing loss or potentially have their clothing catch on fire. But so long as you're able to clear that space out for yourself, I don't think you'll have a problem with security. You know, there's so much going on at an outdoor concert, it's very hard for security to even keep track of all of that at once. So, you know, maybe
I'm
you
sort
get
of thinking
out
that
of one
this,
or two concerts. But.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this kind of a novelty item, which is really what it is, would be better used at, say, a New Year's Eve, an outdoor big New Year's Eve event.
Hey.
Yeah.
Something, some place where you know, really want to, you know, I don't see it replacing applause for a band. I wouldn't go to a concert if it's that cold anyway.
Right. That's a great point, Wayne.
Sometimes you can't plan on that, and then you get there, and if no one's wearing these things and everyone's wearing gloves, the band finishes a song, and it's like a dead, you know, it's crickets out there.
Right.
You don't hear a thing. So you just want to, the band won't even know to start playing the second song. And I would caution against using them at a New Year's Eve area. I think it'd be harder to carve out that 3-foot pad buffer for yourself.
Right.
And frankly, the noise is so loud, it can sound like a gunshot. And in the wrong context, especially New Year's Eve when, you know, people are always warning of people firing their pistols up into the sky, I don't think you want to call attention to yourself in that way. You might spook somebody, too.
Yeah, we learn more and more about this project product. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Mike, yay or nay on Clapeties?
This ain't even worth saying nay. It is so despicable and horrendous, it ain't even worth saying nay. Let me ask this guy. The idea of putting gloves on your hand and then telling the people, clap, and the gloves will explode. Why'd you give the football players make helmets out of them? They got enough trouble with concussions now. They could blow their whole heads off.
Well, hey, I'm not going to say
that. How do you get them on an airplane? When you go to the security checkpoint at the airport, you just tell the guy, oh, I got gunpowder on these gloves, but don't worry. They just explode, but they don't hurt nobody.
Well, that's,
do you need
that's
a
not
firearm,
true.
Do you need a firearm owner's identification card to buy the gloves? And the last thing is, can you use them for holding up a liquor store? Can you walk into a liquor store and say, hey, give me the money or I'll shoot? And then you clap the gloves together a couple of times, and he thinks you're already shooting. And if you want to clap them together five or six times in a row, it'll sound like a machine gun.
Mike, it needs. Hey. You're right. I mean, this is what we need. We need a criminal mind to help Steve out to understand some of the things and nefarious things.
Is Mike is answering his own question, so I really don't have
to respond to it. Why don't you invent exploding hand grenades and stick them up your booty hole?
All right.
That'll blow your brains out.
It would. It would blow a lot of things out. Thanks, Mike, for that. I don't know.
So he's on the fence as well.
He said he was on the fence.
Oh, boy.
312-981-7200. All right, let's do this. I got a slew. A slew of texts. I have probably 50 texts here. So why don't we do that? We got through the phone calls, 312-981-7200.
What's the tally so far? Are we yay?
Well, it's close. I think it's close. I think that we've heard some yays early on. I have to say, you had a lot more yays at the beginning, but as you sort of involved more of the product's intricacies, you've seen more nays come along. So we'll take this last quick break. We'll come back. Okay. We'll do all the texts. We'll take calls. We'll keep going with this. 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan Clappities. Yay or nay. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's the Frying Pan. 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, the innovator, inventor, entrepreneur, is on the line. His newest invention, Clappities, is getting yays and nays. We're getting close. Let's get through the text, Steve. We got a lot of text to get to.
All right.
Why don't we start with Sue from Glenwood, who says, I hate myself because I like the Clappities.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
What time did she text in?
This was early. This was like a 10:20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little early, yeah.
Okay, that's a yay.
606 wants to know, is it Bluetooth compatible?
Yeah, they are actually Bluetooth compatible. They'll alert your phone when you're running low on that gunpowder-ish compound. So, of course, everything these days is Bluetooth compatible.
773 says it started as a so-so. He was doing great until he mentioned the gunpowder. That makes it a no-no.
Well, maybe gunpowder is the wrong word. It's a compound that uses gunpowder along with some other materials to turn it into sort of a paste,
630 says, like, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, that'd be like saying, no, I don't drink Coke because it has high fructose corn syrup in it. Yeah, but it's got a lot of other things, too.
Right.
So,
630 says, duh, what a great idea. Sounds like fun. I frequently go to the symphony. The enthusiasm of the crowd causes the clapping to go on and on and on. It can be very fatiguing. Try to invent something which can be waved back and forth that can make that clapping sound. It must be dignified to suit the surroundings.
Well, I think these would be perfect for the symphony, to be honest.
Well, that's usually indoor, though.
Well, they do outdoor ones, like at Ravinia.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's true.
Great. Thinking about putting them in the Ravinia gift shop. The price point, I think, is perfect for that crowd, too.
That's right. Maybe at a Hall & Oates, an acoustic Hall & Oates show.
That's right.
815 says, chemistry. This guy has no knowledge of chemistry. Steel, flint, and gunpowder. That's the recipe for fire and/or explosion. Fire made man. What are we? Sorry. Today, made man who what we are today. Let's not have it be our undoing. Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, look, everything in moderation is what I say to that. Yes, if I had a barrel of gunpowder, flint, and steel, I could cause a lot of damage. But we're talking about very small quantities, thick padded gloves. And again, that 3-foot buffer zone between you and anyone else makes this a very safe product to use.
219 says, ask him if his creation came from him using the clapper in his parents' basement to turn off the TV at night.
No, my parents didn't have the clapper.
There you go.
No.
270 says, I was all about this till the 14 claps. That's not even one song. Also, will this jelly-like compound stain my jeans?
Well, you know, it. I don't want to answer that question because some things are still under development. And 14 claps, you know, one, that's per refill, not per show. Obviously, you buy a tin and you've got, you know, maybe 28 claps for the show. And that, you know, to me, just teaches clapping in moderation. But I tell you, one clap with these suckers on packs a lot of punch.
Yeah. 847, sounds to me that this would be dangerous to anyone sitting in front of you.
Yes, you know, definitely. About the 3-foot. That's why you want to, yeah, keep a 3-foot buffer zone.
847 says, gloves are a dumb idea. I just take them off if I need to clap.
Well, fine. But, you know, that's one. Well, yeah, we thought of that too.
Yeah.
But we think, you know, research, this is like an enhanced clap. But, yeah, that's a different audience. I think we're on the same page, though.
Okay, 618 says, what, can you use your phone when you're wearing them? Everyone takes pictures at concerts.
Yeah, sure. You can use your phone. You'll need to remove the gloves. And honestly, I wouldn't want your camera flash to go off near the gloves.
Okay.
So maybe have a friend. Well, the material we're using for the glove is also a tad light sensitive. So if flashing lights happen in their vicinity, you might spark something off and get a few unintended clap sounds when you're not even clapping them together. And that's just not something you want to catch you by surprise.
309 says, most outdoor concerts have people smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. How safe would it be to use these gloves around those materials?
Well, these are perfectly fine around beer, but again, keep that 3-foot buffer, and I would stay vigilant for someone maybe flicking their ashes in your direction, because you're not going to want lit ashes, again, to just catch you off guard.
847. Yeah, go ahead. Sue from Glenview comes back again. She says, if you make them out of oven gloves, there's no danger of hand burns.
Yeah, that's something I thought of. Mm-hmm.
773 says, two questions. Why is he calling people who he's aiming the product at millenniums instead of millennials? It's millennials.
Well, no, I'm talking about, you know, how there's Gen X, there's baby booms, and then there's millenniums.
This person is saying that the mainstream pronunciation is millennials.
Well, but the millenniums are not under the mainstream. That's actually a big thing about them.
Okay, that sounds...
Okay. If you'd have been to South X, South W, like I have, you'd know how to call them what they are.
773 also says, why is almost everything he quote unquote invents dangerous to those who would use it?
Well, listen, everything that's ever been invented is dangerous if used incorrectly. I mean, heck, the light bulb. You buy a light bulb in a store and it comes with an encyclopedia's worth of warnings. Okay, so there are no inventions that don't carry some inherent danger, but hey, guess what? As a society, we learn to use them safely.
Right. 630, what kind of waste would be produced from this compound?
Just smoke.
Okay.
But again, you know, people will be around you smoking cigarettes. Most likely. You know, there's a bit of a sulfuric smell, but not anything too different than a fireworks display.
815, take your gloves off and clap. What the heck's wrong with humanity?
Well, again, this is an enhanced clap.
Right.
Hey, if the sound that your two fleshy paws make when you slap them together is enough for you, if you think that shows the appropriate appreciation for the group that's poured their heart into the show you've just watched, then, you know, who am I to sell you something? That's great for you. But some of us carry around a lot of guilt that we're not able to show appropriate appreciation for those brilliant artists and musicians around us. So this is a product for that person.
Okay. All right. I'm going to kind of go through these as fast as we can because we've only got a couple minutes and we've still got 20, 25 of these. 773 says, ideas like this are why we have travel bans. 630 says, maybe Steve could work osium into the compound to mask the marijuana smell at concerts.
I'm not sure what osium is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but... something there. 773 says, loving the show, but Clapeteez sounds like a newly found strain of an STD.
I, so
maybe change the name, is what they're saying.
No, we put a lot of money and research into the name, and I think we have to stick with it at this point. Trademarks, the .com, it's already purchased.
630 says, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
That's funny. But again, we would not suggest using these indoors.
Right. Let me see here. I'm going to read some of these on the way here. 773 says, rebranding explosives is the best way to make emergency rooms visits great again. 779 says, nay, totally dumb. How'd this guy get on Shark Tank with a draw a cat idea when there's so many others who have good ideas?
Yeah, well, you know, we could talk an hour about that alone. Yeah. So,
where are you at a concert outside with a 3-foot buffer?
Well, you've got to make that buffer. You know, a lot of times when you go to Ravinia,
I think their point is there's no play, you're outdoor, there's no three, you know.
Well, here's the great thing about Clapity's. You clap once, you're going to get that 3-foot buffer, okay? People are going to scatter, and you're going to get yourself a nice 3-foot buffer for the rest of the show.
If this guy was on Shark Tank, they would immediately tell him to leave the room, that's what Leo says.
Well,
that's
they didn't.
Yeah, they did. They gave
did
you money.
Yeah, no. You can Google it.
847 says, far too many negatives for this. 630 says, most concerts have light shows.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't go to those concerts with these.
Right. 219 says, why do you have this tool on all the time? 815, the light bulb improved all of humanity. This guy's an idiot. What a dumbass. Another idiot.
I'd actually like to bring a pair, if I could, to one of my son's youth hockey games. I think that would go over well, just to give him a trial.
Beta tester? Maybe Rob Martier can be a beta tester.
What do you think, Steve? Can you send me a pair?
Yeah, I'll send you a pair, but I'll, again, warn you not to use them in an arena setting. You want to stay away from a lot of those chemicals they throw on the ice, too. So.
Well, I'll be up in the stands, so it should be okay.
Oh, 3 feet, but okay. There's got to be a 3-foot buffer.
Yeah, 3-foot buffer zone.
Well, the other parents don't like sitting next to me anyway, so.
Well,
there you go.
And Rob, I got a pair in the mail for you right now, sir.
Well, Steve, I don't know. I think it's very I feel like it's positive movement. I feel like you started off and people got, I think the more you revealed about the product, the more people sort of jumped off the fence in the wrong direction. But I will say that this more than ever showed that you have maybe something to work with here, Steve.
Well, I think I've got great ideas. And I think, Rob, I want to just give you a heads up. They're going to come in two separate boxes. You can't ship these things together. You could cause quite a stir at the post office. So
not a problem.
Just watch for two packages. And, you know, I think, Justin, with this one, you know, people harped on the negatives when I got into more details. But I really think the details were guided by the questions. So I think, you know, if people approach this with better questions, they'll get the kinds of details that make the product more attractive. So I'm going to call this one a win. I think any negatives that came out of this were just poor interviewing skills by your callers.
All right. Steve Gadlin on Once a Month with the Frying Pan. Steve, thanks so much for giving us your time tonight.
Hey, thanks for your time.